Uh-oh, back again. Back-to-back Maybach, stack the M's. When she go black, he be back again. Back-to-back Maybach, stack the M's. I think I fucked up them lyrics. But anyway. Okay, you guys. I need to let my dog out because he looks like he has to go to the bathroom. When you have a dog for so long, you get to notice how it walks, and you notice that they get to doing weird shit, and you be like, oh, you have to use the bathroom. Like, I start to notice, like, his little signs of when he gotta, I've noticed, I'm like, okay, he gotta use the bathroom. So, everyone, morning, friend, can you give me a reading today? Oh, my friend just texted me. Yes, I can give you a friend, I mean, I can give you a reading today, friend. My friend literally just texted me as I just saw this podcast episode. Okay. So, what are we talking about today, class? We are talking about marrying Loa. What do they call it in voodoo? Marriage? Child, look, I don't know how they pronounce it in voodoo. It's marriage something, but bitch, it's a wedding. I'm gonna give it to you the American way. It's a marriage when you marry the spirits. Okay? I'm gonna put the proper name in the description. I know the name, I just can't pronounce it. Marriage Loa. I don't know how to pronounce it. But I know, I see it in my head. Anyway, what is marrying spirits? Well, you know, let's start off with contracts because people more so was asking me about contracts. Somebody asked me about contracts and then somebody else asked me about doing a topic about marrying the spirits. So these both can go into the same category because I've heard of other spiritual contracts, but the only contract that my little black ass is under is a marriage contract, okay? That's the only marriage contract that I am in. Now, I am married to other spirits as well, but, you know, y'all don't need to know my on that chair. You don't need to know everybody. That's my own personal shit. But I am married to Esli Freda. Oh, I love Freda so much, and I love Dantor so much. I'm also married to Esli Dantor. I should just say, like, y'all, I couldn't wait to say I love them so much, y'all. I couldn't wait to see it, as you clearly see. I love them so much. The Ezelees have been walking with me for a long time. Before I was even initiated, the Ezelees were walking with me and blessing me, protecting me, and doing stuff for me. They already was. I wasn't even married, initiated, none of that shit. So they hold a very close place to me. Women do automatically because I love women. But I love women more than I like men. It's kind of weird because then I'm attracted to men though, but I don't really like them. It's weird. But anyway, I love the Ezelees. I love Fred. I love Dinosaur. And people don't know because I have had people ask me, "Well, can I get how can I get a contract with a spirit?" Because literally asked me this. I want to be rich. I want money, and I want all the women. He wanted all the women to be attracted to him and want to talk. He's like, "How can I get a contract with a spirit so I could get all of this stuff?" And I be thinking to myself, a lot of y'all just want to be able to gain material, financial, and sexual benefits from these spirits. Y'all don't care about building the relationship with them and actually serving and honoring these spirits. A lot of people only worry about what can I get. Gimme, 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 gimme. And in all honesty, I don't kind of really support that shit, but you know, some people to each his own. I don't know about no contracts that you can just sign and be able okay, this is the spirit I want a contract with, and you be able to give me X, Y, and Z. I only know about marital contracts because in these marital contracts, these are real marriages because I'm married. So let me tell y'all something. When I got married, I had to pay for it. A couple thousand dollars. Few bands for my wedding. Don't think this is no walk in the park. Okay? I had to buy 4 rings. This was before my other weddings. But I had to buy 4 rings. Two for me, because I got Freda and Dantor. And then I had to buy a ring for Freda and Dantor. That's 4 rings. I had to buy me a wedding outfit. Luckily, the Mambos who possess Freda and Danto had their own outfits, wedding outfits, so I didn't have to buy extra wedding outfits. Had to pay for the drummers and the ceremony and the food and everything else. Okay? Yes, they came out to be a few thousand dollars. This is not cheap. You are paying for a real wedding. This is not pretend. And then you have marital contracts. You have the contract. The contracts are written up, and then you know, you got to have a priest read it and you say your vows to the spirits. You know what I'm saying? They read it and you agree and you sign it. That's a contract, and that contract is for life. You cannot divorce a spirit. You can never divorce a spirit. If you fuck up your so for instance, you can't cheat on your spirit. So if you're in a relationship, the men marry women spirits. So it's a bunch of different women spirits in voodoo. How do you marry them? They ask to marry you. You don't ask to marry them. You can ask to marry them, but I kind of don't think that kind of works out right. I've heard people asking for marriage, but I've heard it's better for the spirit to want to marry you opposed to you marrying them, because they want to be in your life opposed to you wanting to be with them. So, Freda and Danto, it was Freda, but you know, okay. Let me tell you, give y'all some game. Because when you marry the spirits, sometimes, I'm not gonna tell y'all all of them, but sometimes if you marry one, you have to marry other ones. So sometimes if you marry one, then you might have to marry like two or three other spirits too. They come as a package sometimes, because the spirits can get jealous. I do know some people, when I say people, I mean men, because the men marry the women. Women marry men's spirits. Now, I have heard in other parts of Haiti, I'm not in Haiti. Okay. So let's talk about what the fuck go on in the United States. But I've heard, please do not repeat what I'm just saying. Please don't take this and go running around saying this shit, because I'm just really telling y'all what the fuck I heard. And bitch, this could be lies. I've heard other parts in Haiti that some women do marry other women's spirits. I've heard that. But don't know. The men marry women, and then the women marry the men's spirits. And sometimes, depending on what kind of spirit wants to marry you, you might have to marry multiple spirits and have multiple relationships with them. And you can cheat on your spirits as well, bitch. Hello. You can cheat on your spirits. Just like you can cheat on your man or your bitch. You can cheat on the spirits. Let me tell you something, bitch. You don't want to cheat on these spirits, child. That's the scariest thing to ever do, is to cheat on the spirits, because you know they can fuck up your life. They will fuck up your blessings and fuck up your life. You do not. Hubby and wifey comes firsty, okay? A happy wife equals a happy life. Literally. Bitch, if I piss my wives off, my life is probably gonna go to shit. I'm not gonna lie. If I cheat, if I have sex, or if I cheat on the days I'm supposed, I have for my spirits, I could really fuck myself up. I heard this girl, she was married to Ogu, she was married to Papa Dambala, and who else was she married to? Me'agwe. She's married to Me'agwe. She's married to these three spirits. I know somebody else who married to like seven spirits. Six, seven. Girl, hold on. This is somebody else though. She's married to like six spirits. She's married to Cousin Zaka. She's married to Dambala. She's married to Cousin Zaka, Dambala, Me'agwe, Ogu. I think, who is this? Hold on. Mama Red. Hey, how you doing? I'm in the studio right now. I'm doing a podcast episode. Yeah, we in the studio. We're going to have you on episode, one of these episodes. Yeah, the people hearing me, chat. So hold on. Say hi to the people, chat.
Hi, y'all. What's going on?
Okay, big prayer. Yes. Okay, yeah, I'm in the studio right now. So when I'm finished, just give me like 10 minutes, 15, and I'll call you right back. Okay, bitch. Okay. Love you. Bye. Okay, y'all. Yes, that was Mama Rich out. Yes, that was Mama Red. So anyway, now look at my damn dog, child. He like them damn balloons. Now, before Red called me, I was talking about she was married to she was married to Dumbala, cousin Zaka, Met Agwe Ogu. I think she said Matt Cafu wanted to marry her too, is what she told me. That's five spirits right there, bitch. I think I'm missing one. I said it's like six, seven spirits that married her, that she's married to or wanted to marry her. But you can marry multiple spirits. But it was one woman who was married to Dumbala, Met Agwe, and Ogu. And you cannot cheat on your husbands. You cannot cheat the days that you have set up. Cause you can set up the days or talk about what you want to do with the Lawa. So if you just certain days you have to not have sex, you can't kiss, you can't do shit because that day is for your husbands, it's for your wives, it's for the spirits that you married. So you can't do nothing. If you kissy kissy, huggy huggy, humpy humpy, bitch, you in a dumpy dumpy. Your ass is gonna be in the grass, bitch. That's your ass, bitch. That's your ass. So, she cheated on her husbands. She had sex on all of the days that she was not supposed to have sex. Girl, that bitch life went straight to shit. I heard she got one story. She was with an Uber driver and the Uber driver did, that bitch. The Uber driver stopped somewhere and went somewhere, and bitch, why her and the Uber driver got robbed at gunpoint. Her and the Uber driver got robbed at gunpoint, and they stole all of her shit. All the shit that she had on her, she got that shit stole. She stole her shit. That's not the only time. She was getting into fights with different men. She was getting into a lot of different, she had money problems. She had problems with different men, like men harassing her or threatening her. And then she got, I know that the one that got, when she got robbed at gunpoint, that scared, because I was not robbed at gunpoint before, but I was held at gunpoint before. And that shit, that ain't shit to play with. That your life flashed before your eyes. And that's not a joke neither when I say I was held at gunpoint. And I probably might say that very normal or like very like, okay, yeah. But in that moment, my life flashed before my eyes. I thought I was gonna die. I was maybe like, no, not 16. I was like 18, 19 at the time that it happened. So, but she fucked over and she had sex on all these days and her spirits got on her ass. And if you fuck over your spirits, it's a big deal to ask for, I think it's called grace, to ask for forgiveness. It's a big thing that you have to have to, like, a ceremony. It's a whole lot of shit. It's a whole lot of shit to ask for forgiveness. And some spirits are different. Some don't like to forgive. Isley Freda, she don't like to forgive. I heard she has forgive before, but she's really, you gotta really kiss her ass for her to forgive you. I heard Dantor forgives a lot easier than Freda do. But Danto is Petro and Freda is Rada. You would have thought Freda would forgive more easily because she's Rada and she's sweet. Danto will forgive you quicker than Freda will. So some of these spirits will forgive you. Some of them you really got to kiss their ass. So your best bet is just not to fuck or cheat on your spiritual husband or your spiritual wife. And it's literally to death do y'all part. It's literally, you cannot divorce the spirit. You cannot, if you get initiated into voodoo, you can't get uninitiated. It's like literally to death do you part. So, that's a spiritual contract where you marry the spirits and then the spirits bless you. Like different spirits have different, capabilities, but do not put these spirits in a box. Let me tell you, just like Ogu Ferrari, Ogu, and I love, oh, I should not go, Papa. I will. Ah. Papa Ogu. Papa Ogu is a warrior. He got different escorts too. He got different versions of him too. But Papa Ogu is over metal. He's over justice. You know, metal. Like, that nigga will get in your ass. Okay? Ogu is a fighter. A warrior. But that does not mean you can't do money work with Ogu. You can't do love work with Ogu. You can still do money and love work with Ogu. I can go to Ogu for a love spell. I sure can. I can go to him for protection. I can go to him for money. I can. But certain spirits have certain specialties. So Ogu is really good at being a warrior. But he can still do love work too. But he's good at being a warrior. Get what I'm trying to say? Ezli Freda is over romance. She's over love. Dantor is over love too, but she's over the different kind of love. They both can still bring you husbands and love. But Freda is more so over romance and being like in a honeymoon phase, if that makes sense. Based off which spirit you marry, they can bring those benefits into your life. Freda can keep men. If you married to Ezli Freda, Freda can keep you looking good. Freda can keep you looking fresh. You know, people can see you and be like, damn, you look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody can be ugly. Somebody can really be unattractive. But because they have Ezli Freda, the aura around them is just, it's beautiful. And it's something about them to be like, damn, you just so beautiful. I don't know what it is about you, but if you look at that motherfucking face, let me tell you something. I know somebody who's not really attractive, but they're married to Freda. And because I feel like they're married to Freda, I look at them, I just be like, damn, you are handsome. But I only think he's handsome because he's married to Freda. I don't know. I think because he heightens his aura or something. That's just what I think it is. She can bless you with money, keep you fresh, keep you clean, keep different lovers in your life because Freda's over at love. She has multiple different people that she, like, different husbands and stuff. Freda is married to three different spirits. Wait, who are the spirits? No. She's married to St. Jock, Papa Dambala, and she's engaged to Me'agwe. So I think she has two husbands. Yeah, two husbands, and she's engaged to Me'agwe. She's ready to fight La Saren over Me'agwe. Oh, where's the bomb? Okay. But Dantor, you married Dantor. Dantor can bring you love too, but Dantor will bring you protection because Dantor is good for protecting her children, protecting her husband, protecting the family. Dantor will protect you. Dantor can bring you money too. Don't get it twisted, bitch. Just because Dantor is not over money, bitch, and she's not rich, Dantor can still bring you money. You don't get it fucked up, bitch. The fuck? She's the queen of Haiti. She's the queen for a reason. Queens have everything. So, based off what spirit you marry, they bring these benefits into your life, basically. You marry Freda, she'll bring you love, keep you beautiful, different lovers and stuff. Dantor, you know, bring you protection, bring you, she can bring you money too. She can bring money, a lover, she can do the same fucking shit. Revenge. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got something going on, when you married to the spirits, you come first. You come first in the spirits' eyes when you married to them. Let me give y'all a perfect example. If you're married or in a relationship, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your husband, wife, they call you and they need something, what you gonna do? You gonna be there for them. It's the same thing when you have a relationship or you have a contract. Well, I wouldn't say a marriage contract with the spirits, I mean, especially when you're married. When you marry to them, you come first because I'm the husband, so I come first. That's what it is, yeah. When you have a husband and kids, who come first in your household? How do you do that? You still love and you still give your kids stuff, but you got to make sure your husband is straight too. That's what it is. I come first in the eyes of Ezli Freda, Dantor, and the other wives that I'm married to. I come first. So, then I like the children, then the devotees, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a certain order that I've heard that the spirits kind of go by, but still, it's based off your relationship. So you love and build your relationship with these spirits. You could be married to the spirits and still not have a relationship with them and not really. I mean, I don't think that will work like that. I will expect you to build a relationship with them if you're married to them. But how do you know? Okay, this is a great question. How do you know if a spirit wants to marry you? You can get a divination. I have got told one spirit wants to marry me in a divination. Or you can go to a party. And the spirit can come down and ask for your hand in marriage. That's how I was married to Freda and Dontor. Freda asked for my hand in marriage. She asked to marry me. And I was like, fuck yeah. Hell fuck yeah. Because I love you so much. Freda already had a special place in my heart. So when she asked me to marry her, oh, bitch, I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, and then the next day, literally the next day, Dontor came down and was like, oh, you're not finna marry her and not marry me. Dontor was like, if you marry her and you don't marry me, she held that knife up. She said, it's gonna be me and you. She said, and that bitch, I backed up. I said, oh my God. I thought she was finna stab me. Like, she held that knife like that. I said, I jumped back. She was like, yeah, you gonna marry me too. That's why I said, sometimes we marry one spirit, you have to marry the other because you will make the other one jealous. Dontor was gonna be jealous if I didn't marry her. Because she loved me and she walks with me too. And she's like, oh, you married my sister, but you don't marry me? Bitch, that's going to be hell to pay. But you want to know something? I know some people who are married to Freda and not married to Dontor. I know one man who is married to Dontor and not married to Freda. I guess he didn't make the other spirits. They didn't make the spirits jealous like that. I was going to make Dontor jealous because that's what they wanted. Maybe they don't want you to marry both of them for you. But for me, I have to marry both. Maybe for you, you just get to marry Dontor and Freda. Who knows? But you have to get a divination. And you have to just allow the spirit to ask to marry you. I don't think it's best to ask, like, can I marry you? I mean, if you want to do it, you ask. But I've heard from other mambos and hoogans that it's wise that they ask to marry you. So I leave it at that. And those are the only contracts that I really know when it comes to, like, marrying the spirits and stuff. Those are, like, that's it. That's it. That's all. I don't know shit else to tell y'all. I heard of other spiritual contracts and stuff, but the only ones that I know about is the marriage ones. So when you marry the spirit, that's about it. Besides that, yeah. So is there anything else I want to tell y'all about this? Marrying spirits. No, the men marry women, the women marry men, and you can marry multiple spirits. You're going to probably have like a whole bunch of different altars in your house, but shit, yeah, do what you do. And you cannot cheat on your spirits, because if you cheat on them, they will fuck you up. Like anybody would. Bitch, if you cheat on me, I'm fucking your ass up too. Bitch, I might just do voodoo on you. Hell yeah. You see that? So if you're married to a spirit, don't cheat on them because they will fuck up your life. When I say fuck up your life, I really mean fuck up your life, bitch. The bitch got robbed, okay? Somebody else house got broken into, okay? Somebody house got broken into, yo. Like, these spirits, you do not want to piss off these spirits, child, especially if you get married to them, because I heard you have to spend. Okay, let me give you a quick example. Because if you're married to the spirits, they will fuck up your money. So sometimes, when you kind of fuck up your relationship with the one of the spirits because you're married to them, they fuck up your life. So when they get the fuck up your life, they fuck up your money, they fuck up certain shit. And then imagine you in a relationship with Izzy Freda and she's the queen of money. She keep you with money in your pocket or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You find $100 here, or you go meet somebody here and they give you $500, $200. Like, Freda will use people to your benefit. You see what I'm saying? Somebody can have $500 in their pocket. They last $500. But they gave it to you because Izzy Freda made it. She made them do that. You see? So if she helping you get money and she's blessing you, you fuck her over. Now your money starts to get fucked up now. Cause you cheat on her. Now she's fucking up your money. Bitch, your money fucked up. But you need the money to pay for the motherfucking ceremony to make shit, to fix the fucking shit that you did because you cheated on her. Bitch, how you gonna get the goddamn money if she fucking up your goddamn money? Bitch, this shit is like a... How you gonna get the motherfucking money if she fucking up your money to have a ceremony? You gonna be in a fucking hole. You're gonna be climbing out that fucking hole. I'm trying to save the money to get the money for the ceremony, but Freda keep fucking up my money because you cheat. Like it's just gonna be you're gonna be caught in a cycle. I think eventually you'll be able to save to do what you gotta do, but don't be trying to get into no spiritual contracts so quick. Because some people, like, I've had a few people ask me about these spiritual contracts, and if your ass cannot hold up your end of the contract, bitch, you done signed your ass away to the devil, bitch. Hold on, let me not even say that. I don't even say, like, signed away to the devil. Y'all get the metaphor. I don't want to say you signed a deal with the devil, but you done signed a contract with these spirits that you bit off too much you can chew. So, and I had some people even tell me, oh, I don't want to get married. That's too much. Da, 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 da. Like, I'm not going to say who, but one of my sisters was like, oh, I'm not going to marry the spirit. That's too much. Or that's too much. Da, 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 da. And it's not as hard as people make it sound. I just think you have to fulfill your end of the contract and not have sex on certain days that you promise not to have sex. And I feel like that's like the hardest thing. That's not the hardest thing, because bitch, you got to get naked and pull your pants down and do all. You have to deliberately say fuck the spirits and just have sex. I think I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I think I might end up kissing somebody or hugging somebody by accident on Tuesdays or Thursday. You know what I'm saying? You know how you in a relationship and you might actually kiss your boyfriend or girlfriend, like a kiss on the lips or a peck or something. I think I might end up doing it. I might forget it's Tuesday or Thursday and I might end up doing that. I think that's what it's going to be. Before I have sex, I have gotten it embedded in it. It's embedded that before I have sex, I always look at my phone. What day is it? Is it Tuesday? Is it Thursday? What time is it? Like, it's so embedded in me now. I won't have sex on that day. I know for a fact I will never have sex on that days. The days that I promised. But I think I might end up fucking around and kissing somebody by accident. Ooh-wee. I can't believe I said that. Hold on. Where the bomb, bitch? Yeah. But, yeah. As long as I don't think I would do it. I think I would kiss, but I just got to make sure I stay 10 toes down there. I'm going to see if I can renew my vows. Yeah, I'm going to see if I can renew my vows. So, that's on marriage and marrying spirits. The men marry women, the girls marry. I said the women marry men, the men marry women. And it's best that a spirit asks to marry you, opposed to you marrying them. And it could be any spirit in voodoo. When I say any spirit in voodoo, it could be any spirit. It doesn't have to be a known spirit. It could be an unknown spirit that wants to marry you as well. You know, some people also marry Philomese. Philomese is Isley Freda's little sister. But most people don't. She's not one of the main Loa that people talk about. People honor her and people recognize her in voodoo. But on the outside, most people don't know about Philomese. So it's just get a divination when I say get a divination, I don't even really mean what spirit want to marry me. Like get a reading, be like, and go ask what spirit want to marry me. I mean, you could probably get a reading and ask that. Don't know what the fuck is going to come through, but go to a voodoo party and see what comes through and what spirit want to marry you. That's how they marry you. Or they can come to you in dreams and ask for your hand. They can come to you in dreams. You can get a reading. You can go to a party. It's so many different ways of finding out the spirit wants to marry you, but you just got to get it confirmed. That's it. So that's what I want to talk about. There's nothing else I want to discuss when it comes to like spiritual contracts. This is the only spiritual contract that I'm aware of. I've heard of other ones, but I'm not going to talk about no other spiritual contract because I'm not knowledgeable in those contracts. I'm only knowledgeable in the contract that I have fucking signed, bitch. Hello? And they all told me, don't play with their ass, because they will fuck me up. Bitch, imagine sitting right there, signing a contract, and the spirit said, yeah, don't play with me. I'm smiling, because I will fuck you up. Bitch, what? Hold on, bitch. I don't want to sign a contract no fucking more. Bitch, what the fuck? What? Shit, they told me that. I was like, well, shit, do I still want to sign this motherfucker? Yes, I do. I love them so much. I know I'm not going to fuck them over and fuck up. But That's Marianne Spirits or whatever. So, yeah. If you guys want to hear more about it or got any other questions, I think I covered everything about it. But if I didn't cover everything and it's more that you want to hear about, feel free to DM me and ask me questions and I'll tell you whatever, child. But yeah. I know in Voodoo we marry spirits, but I don't know in Ifa and Santalia. I don't think they do that over there. But I know in over here in Voodoo we do that. But yeah. My wives are Freda and Dantor, and I have other ones that y'all don't know about. And I'm not gonna tell nobody. And yeah. So yeah, y'all. Bye. Move. Louie, shit, my damn dog right here. He gotta go out. I've been telling you, he gotta use the bathroom, child. Let me go let this damn dog out. Oh, bitch. Not that I almost deleted this whole episode. Bitch, I almost pushed the wrong button. Let me get off this goddamn shit. Bye, y'all.